Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein.
This very warm Saturday morning, June 17th, 2017, the
beautiful
day before
day.
Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day.
So it may be a slow day today with everybody out there shopping for gifts for their father today, right?
Or just being outside.
Or being outside, because it is a very warm day. And right now it is, 10:04, 10:05 in the morning, and we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520, at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event, then the show will be on after.
Got to get a little closer to the microphone.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, that's what Matthew said.
I thought I was pretty close to it. Anyway, matter of fact, my nose is touching it. But anyway.
Well, that has to be a function of the size.
Well, if they didn't hear what I said, they didn't miss anything, really. But but the show is rebroadcast at midnight unless there's a sporting event. Also, we are available live streaming every Saturday morning at our website, sapriston.com. That's SAPERSTON.com. And most devices that can connect to the internet should be able to pick up the show live streaming every Saturday morning from 10 to 11. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, it is available at the website. And then finally, last but not least, there's a free economic report every morning. And actually, you tell me Friday night, I guess, at 5, right?
Yeah, sometimes even earlier, although I didn't get a tweet on it.
But anyway, at the worst, by Saturday morning,
Absolutely. There'll
be a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy, who are economists. They do write a very brief, concise, understandable, believe it or not, report about what went on in the economy and so forth.
A little bit of cheerleader, so.
Yeah, well, everybody's got, as they say, everybody's got their agenda,
There you go. Yeah, I'm not too happy with it this week, but you and I were talking on Thursday with what the Fed did, and if you go to the Stone and McCarthy, they sort of reiterate what we were talking about, Peter, that, God, the economy's really not doing good, but we're going to raise interest rates anyway because we think blah, 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 blah. And this is the same thing that happened in 99.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting, too. I didn't realize they've raised it now 3 times in 6 months. That's pretty aggressive, really.
With economic figures the last 3 months declining.
But now, on top of that, it seems like the European countries and Japan are starting to say, time for us to tighten up a bit,
Oh, yeah.
So they're all starting to head in that direction, really.
Wage growth slows in the Eurozone. Economy cooler than forecasts in the United States. It's just unbelievable. And meanwhile, for those that like this type of thing, China's holdings of Uncle Sam's debt climbed to a 6-month high.
That's interesting, because I thought they'd been cutting back on the debt for a while.
Well, you were wrong, I guess.
Well,
I mean, that's what this
well,
is.
Maybe so. They were, and then now they are.
Of course.
Who knows? I don't know what to believe. You know, you almost can't believe anything that's
well, it changes.
Out there.
It's minute by minute. It
well,
really
yeah.
is
People
compared
make up
to years
a lot
ago.
Of things, and they edit things to make it sound certain ways, and you know, it's you know, news is.
Right.
Questionable.
Plus yeah. they're going to ease up on their bond holdings.
Are they?
So they're
yeah.
doing a lot of things. Yeah.
yeah.
They're doing a lot of
well,
things at once.
The whole world's all, you know, heading in some direction. I think even Barron's agreed with you this weekend. Is the Fed living in reality? You know, so who knows?
I'm not trying to judge them because it's a heck of a tough job. And I know exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to get ahead of the curve, or at least maybe stay up with the curve, as opposed to having rampant inflation, which they're all worried about. Remember whip inflation now? Gerald Ford wearing the button whip inflation now because it was so high, you know, 12%, 13%, 18%
well,
CD rates.
I agree with that, but the problem is, and they had a good point in Barron's, yeah. the world has changed dramatically. This recent buyout of Whole Foods by Amazon
right.
is going to put pressure right across the board on grocery prices, on everybody who sells food and produces food mm-hmm. and so forth and so on.
It's going to reduce them?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Let's not eat for a few months.
Well, that, I mean, bottom line is this is where the world is headed.
Competition.
You know?
But what the Fed is trying to do is something going back to the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Right, yeah, which is a different world. Yeah. So, but anyway.
We'll find out.
We'll find out who's
more
right,
nervous
but,
than I was.
But I mean, this dramatic change is coming, you know, and pretty soon, you know, and, you know, just Amazon is a prime example of what's changing, you know, and they may even mention the Fed said, well, you know, inflation went down because the phone carriers lowered prices, you know, they changed their plans and everything, right?
Yeah.
And that's a one-time thing, and, you know, but they said the same day or the day before Sprint announced, anybody who switches to Sprint, they'll give you a free year of data, all
yeah.
right, you know.
Well, I told you what happened with
yep.
my phone.
Oh, right. Yeah.
When I called, just because I had an internet problem at home, they lowered my bill by $25. Or no, that was my Fios.
Fios,
same
right.
thing. They lowered my bill
just
by
automatically.
Like
$30. You didn't even ask for it.
I didn't
right?
ask
yeah.
for it.
They said, hey, we can lower your bill.
I thought it was on, yeah.
Yeah. So,
but even
yeah.
in the Sona McCarthy, they have a chart called the Amazon effect. So mm-hmm. it's become...
It's big.
And yeah. I have purchased things on Amazon, but I'm not a prime, you know, but I understand yeah. so many people are.
But what they said is, you know, it's interesting that, you know, people don't understand the full strategy there of Amazon. So now they're going to have all these brick and mortar stores, right? You know, Whole Food Markets. But they feel that what Amazon's going to do, like in areas where you can't deliver by drone,
yeah.
when you do your food shopping, you can pick up your package at Whole Foods Market, you know.
I was in my first one in White Plains a couple mm-hmm. weekends ago. It's very interesting. Not a place that I, mm-hmm. not being a cook or, you know, I try to eat healthy, but it was an interesting concept.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't cheap. But,
yeah, but people don't realize they think the basic, but that's not the basic. They're going to spread this out.
450
where you can
locations.
Get all sorts of products at Whole Food through Amazon, you know, and pick up stuff you buy and, you know, anything you buy, you know.
Yeah.
Just amazing. You know.
I'm waiting for them to complete that store on Niagara Falls Boulevard or on what is it, Sheridan?
Yeah, in Sheridan. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, you know, rather than listen to us go on, I know it's very fascinating what we've been talking about, but
yeah.
just to find out if there's anybody out there, we'll give you the phone numbers to call, 803-1520, that's 803-1520, or toll free 800-879-7541, that's 800-879-7541. And as you can tell, the phone lines are wide open. Very easy to get in now, and you know, we kind of like people to call early. You know, number
right.
one, to get us started. Number two, everybody tends to wait till late in the show, and then sometimes you have to rush through, and you feel like you didn't quite give the answer you wanted to give because you're trying to move on, and you know, and you
go
to different calls.
That's a personal problem you have.
Yeah, I have a lot of personal problems, but we won't go into that. So
we could
right
do
now
10 shows on
right,
ours.
Give us a call 803-1520 or toll free 800-879-7541. And last week in the market it was basically I guess a blah week really when it comes down to it, you know. Although of all the averages the Dow Jones average hit a new all-time high.
Right. Quietly.
Yeah, the S&P didn't, the Nasdaq didn't. And we were all talking about how the Russell was coming on.
Right.
Yeah, the Russell had not a good week last week, you know.
Nasdaq either.
Yeah, it was actually, you know, down 1%, you know. And, you know, so the Russell's still lagging behind. So just when we all thought, you know, the small caps were coming on, they slipped back a little. So right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we're going to go next to Bob next. First, Bob in Buffalo. Good morning.
Morning, Peter. Morning, David.
Good morning, Robert. How are you?
I'm hot.
I agree. I didn't go into my diatribe. Is I like warmer, but not this warm. You know. So
well, when I was a youth, I could handle the heat. Yeah,
there's a lot of things we could handle when we.
And
were
I'm not a youth anymore.
Right.
Happy Father's Day, guys.
Well, thank you.
Same
too.
To you.
I mostly called just to check your line because the market has me totally baffled.
Well, I'm sure it has a lot of people baffled.
Stay
I'll
tuned.
You know, it's a lot of things you thought, you know, were the case. They even mentioned last week that, you know, normally it's either the growth groups that are moving and the defensive groups that aren't. And the two strongest groups were utilities and industrials, you know.
Right.
And, I mean, we do know utilities have been going up for, among other things, hard to believe interest rates coming down, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's totally mixed up.
Yeah, totally.
And gold's coming down again, too.
Yeah, you know, it had that big spike, what, for a day or two, you know?
Right, I think it hit almost exactly what it hit like 10 weeks earlier.
Right, yeah, it did, exactly. And that was it, you know, and then boom.
Right, I think it's going to go back down to about 1220.
Yeah, it's just, you know, very hard. You see fits and starts, you know, although, you know, there are areas that continue to do well, okay? It's not like, you know, but it becomes a little confusing when you think you're trying to follow what's, you know, preordained things that are supposed to happen. You know, when certain things happen, it doesn't work out that way.
Right, so. And the gold stocks never moved this time.
Exactly, yeah, because they knew better.
Well, that's good. I didn't make any move on it. I'm waiting for them to bottom out again, and I'll just add to my...
Yeah, just pick your spot, you know, and that's,
right.
You know...
Because I still think gold represents freedom, and the Federal Reserve does not represent freedom.
Well... you know, I understand the gold thing. Of course, I have my opinions about that. But, you know, basically, you know, if people thought rocks were important, everybody would be buying rocks. You know what I mean? But anyway.
Yeah, but there's more rocks than gold.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Yeah.
Easier
yeah, I've heard that, you know, there's a limited supply of gold and, you know, so forth and so on, you know.
But. Well, I think what it represents, too, though. But it is pretty.
Yeah, well, it is. Yeah, no question about that. But you can get into big arguments about, you know, what is gold really worth? And but I know, you know, historically it's been considered real and a store of value. So
well, look at platinum.
Yeah.
Why is platinum $200, $300 below the price of gold?
Very true. Very true.
And palladium's been picking up, though.
Yeah, which is the one that's used in catalytic converters anyway. I forgot.
I think they're using palladium now.
Oh, are they using palladium? Okay.
Yeah, they do a switch between platinum and palladium, but palladium's a lot rarer than platinum.
Yeah, it was interesting. I saw this one service was pushing this CDTI, which I forgot what you know. I have to look up what the title of that is, but they supposedly have something that replaces palladium totally. And is more efficient and much cheaper, you know.
Right.
They're always going to do that, though.
Clean diesel technologies, you know. So, but anyway, that's no recommendation. I was just reading that story, you know.
Now, I haven't watched the market in a few days. What did HMY close at?
HMY closed at Harmony Gold Mining. Such a nice name. Sometimes it's like, you know, playing the horses. The horse looks nice. Harmony sounds nice.
$1.68.
Yeah, $1.68.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, man, I'm getting ready to buy again. Yeah, well, it's paying over 3% interest, too.
Does it really? Holy cow. Boy.
Well, that's getting to be very
I'm showing 476.
Wow.
What, 476?
On the yield.
Yield?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Oh, I hope they beat gold up some more.
Be careful what you root for, you know.
Of course, I'm getting into that area of age-wise that I can't really hang around for 10 or 12 years, you know.
Well, yeah, that changes the situation.
You know, I may not.
But you never know. You may live for 50 more years. I don't know.
Well,
maybe not
quite
that much,
but
anyway.
Besides, who's going to take care of me?
Well, that's the problem. You're right.
So, well, guys, you have a good Father's Day.
Well, you too.
I you Your lead-off stories were great.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, phone numbers to call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. Give us a call. Phone lines are wide open. We go next to Dave. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm a big follower of you. I'm typically listed in a parking lot on Saturday, 10 to 11. I've not done well with Nike and Foot Locker in the last year. I thought they were good plays going into the Olympics, and they've been really stale. And all of the apparel looks bad. Target, Macy's, JCPenney, Sears. Are you anti-apparel?
Not totally, but, you know, the thing is, it's like you have to be very selective, you know. I believe there's been some apparel companies that have done very well, you know. And, you know, some of the major brands certainly haven't. But, you know, if you're looking at apparel, what if you were buying TJ Maxx or something, right?
I'm aware of that. My wife loves the store.
Yeah, there you go. See, there was a reason to buy it, you know. And so it's been very selective.
In the 80s, Peter Lynch used to say he bought the stocks where his daughters liked to shop.
Right.
Exactly. Yep. and it worked, you know. And, you know, I mean, TJ Maxx is starting to come off now, but, boy, it's certainly been very good the last couple of years, you know. And, you know, I was looking.
But what's your address on Main Street?
What's that? Address? We're not on Main Street anymore. We're in Hamburg.
Oh, Hamburg.
Yeah, we're on Lake Street in Hamburg.
I know where that is. What's the number on Lake?
172. And it's Lake Street. You know, one time I told somebody Lake Street and they went to Lake Avenue.
In Blaisdell,
you know,
yeah.
Right in Blaisdell.
I've met with a couple financial people and I haven't liked them, but you guys are, I've been listening to you for probably 6 months while my son volunteers at a horse place in East Aurora.
Oh, okay.
And I'm doing that right now because he's in a 10 to 11 o'clock class.
Hmm, okay.
And, I want to ask you, are you big on dividend stocks?
Well, let's say
52-year-olds.
I would say that Willard loves dividend stocks. He is very big on dividend stocks.
Well, I don't want to buy an annuity because as much as please explain me, if you buy an annuity, you get 8%. Typically, they are 5 to 5.8%. And when you die, you have no principal left. So if you buy something like Verizon stock, it's 4.9%. When you die, you still have Verizon stock for your heirs.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm a little bit anti-annuity.
Well, everybody is these days because of fees, but there's fixed annuities, variable annuities, and it depends if you're taking income during the time. There's a lot of complications to it. But, you just watch television for an hour on CNBC, and you'll see, you know, a dozen anti-annuity ads out there. So
yeah, and it's like, you know, annuities may be okay for some people, depending on what they're trying to accomplish.
Sometimes they're very good estate planning.
Vehicles. Exactly.
So is 803-1520 your main office?
No. The main office is 854-7541.
854-7541. Okay. I will call you for an appointment.
Great. Look forward to it.
And just looking for a sounding board, but I'm worth enough to be worried about.
Okay. Well, definitely give us a call.
Well, I'm trying to set a stage for my teenage children.
Yep.
And that's the whole goal.
Well, you know what your goal is, and then it's just a question of, you know, setting something up to, try to accomplish your goal anyway.
And I think that's why I'm a little bit interested in dividend stocks. I'm scared of these high PE stocks like an NVIDIA and some others are very, very high PE, and I don't like them.
Well, there's that, and you have to consider your age and everything, you know, that type of thing, and your risk tolerance, and yeah. So if you don't like them,
I've called like 8 times the first time I ever talked to you guys. I will come to your office probably in the next week or two.
Okay. Look forward to meeting you.
And what are your hours typically? 9 to 5 or?
Well, typically it's about it, you know, 8 to 5, you know, we're there at 8.
Right, but okay. It's best to call for an appointment.
Yeah, he is going to call for an appointment, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to come at 8 because I got to deal with the big blue water tower.
Yep, exactly. I don't blame you there.
I would come at 10 or 10:30.
Yeah, that's usually a good time for us.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you,
okay.
Sir.
Appreciate the call very much. Thank you.
Have a good
weekend.
Happy Father's Day.
Take care. Okay, phone numbers to call, 803-1520 or 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to Doug in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning there. How you doing? Happy Father's Day to you, too.
Did you have any busy signal when you called? Or?
No, I didn't. I went straight through.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. A couple stars I was looking at. I see Horizon's taking over Yahoo.
Yep.
And I have several hundred shares. And is that supposed to be like a one-for-one? Try and get a little clarification.
Oh, on it? Yeah. I would have to go look that up.
So, So you own Yahoo?
Yes, I do.
All right. I thought it was going to be a cash offer, but I'll see if I can.
Yeah, they're saying something else, and then
it changes. It could be a prorated offer, but we'll find it.
Well, okay. We'll take a look at that, yeah. Meanwhile, did you have some other stocks there while we're looking that up? Or?
Yeah, Oracle, ORCL.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is Microsoft, because they always seems like coming out with something new.
Okay, let me just take a look real quick at Oracle.
Mm-hmm.
Go back there. Yeah, because they should have announced the final deal there on.
Yeah, I think it's sometime this week is what they were saying. Right. You'd be credit to your account, but they're gonna. The way I understood it, they might issue get rid of Yahoo, and they're gonna reissue some new stock in place of it.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, David's working on that right now. Right now on Oracle. I mean, Oracle looks good. Do you own it or?
I do.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good. It's at a previous high of a couple years ago. Okay.
Okay, that's what, about 40?
46 or so.
I'm going to say 45, 46,
yeah,
somewhere
right, in that area.
I think it might hit 50 before too long. This is my gut feeling, but I could be wrong.
Well, I mean, you know, when you hit this area, you got to watch it very carefully.
Oh, I know.
Because sometimes when you hit an old high, right?
Yeah.
You know, that could be it temporarily. And it's had a run up from, what, 34?
It ran up from 30s to 45.
Right. You
know. But I look for the dividend play, too, because I always like dividends. I don't know if any other caller says that, too, but you give me a dividends play because the banks don't pay nothing. And I'd rather have the dividends, and some of the stock you can reinvest the dividends, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd say, too, I mean, if you can hit 47, okay, obviously that's a new all-time high.
Okay. Right?
And that's important. And if you know, the price objective for what it's worth, you know, on the chart, you know, it's a charting method, you know,
right.
So it is 59, believe it or not. So
really?
Yeah. But,
oh, geez.
So don't hang your hat on that. But
no,
you know,
I know. But see, what you see and what you get are two different things.
Yeah. But if I just looked at it, you know, the stock was trading, say, between 36 and 46, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a standard technical analysis thing is if you break out of a range like that, you normally have a possibility of going the same range above it, which would give you 56, you know.
Mm. Well, thank you very much for your information. Because one other third stock I was looking to, if you got a moment, AT&T.
Yeah, I mean, we own AT&T in a number of our accounts. You know,
it's around $30 a share, somewhere around that neighborhood.
Well, right now it's trading at, what, 38? 38.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, it all depends. I mean, if you're happy with the dividend.
Yeah, that pays, like, I think a 5% dividend.
Yeah. There's no question that these phone companies are now under pressure, you know,
right.
with a lot of competition.
Because, like, from MCI to Sprint to, you know, God knows what.
Well, they're all, I mean, AT&T bought what? DirecTV, I guess?
Right.
Yeah. And now Verizon's bought Yahoo. And they're all trying to somehow reposition themselves,
yeah.
You know, but it's getting very difficult because there's just so much streaming services now. And
yeah, because everybody's going on. Look at your groceries chain now too. Amazon buying
Whole Foods. Yeah, we were
Whole
talking
Foods.
About that. Or Whole Foods they bought.
Yeah.
You know,
and so
things are changing rapidly, and it depends on who's making the right moves, and you really don't know.
I know. It's almost like a crapshoot.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, roll the dice and see what you get.
Yep, sometimes. But at least, I mean, you're buying a company that's been around for years and years.
Oh, yeah. And I'm a long-term player, not a short-term player.
Right, which is a difference, yeah.
Because I've seen guys get a startup company, they shoot up, shoot like a star, rising star, and all of a sudden they die like a dog. Look at Krispy Kreme. They shot up real high, and now there's nothing around in the area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's you know, it happens often, and I think it happens more often now than it ever did, you know, so...
Mm-hmm. But that's what I just wondered, what you thought about it, you know, and stuff like that. Because information is always the key, and I know you guys are well versed in it. That's what I just try to find out, pick your brain and see what you get.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. Yeah.
No.
And I don't know if David's come up with anything.
It's interesting because I'm on a Apple laptop which uses Chrome as a search engine, and so when I go to find Google the story, I went to one and I Google. Just had old articles. It seems like they blocked anything that talks about Yahoo, which is kind of interesting. So I know that it's been completed, but I'm just trying to find out. It was $31 a share, but I don't know if it's a separate company or not.
Yeah, because right now Yahoo is going about, if I looked at it yesterday or whatever, as I heard, around $52 a share right
okay.
now.
Okay, well, then I'm trying to read real quick, so I... you'll have to listen, and I'll try and find it. But I just
anyway, yeah.
One of our listeners may have more current information than I'm able to find out. So okay. Apologize.
Yeah, because I kind of, I mean, I knew what was going on a long time ago, you know, and I really haven't paid any attention, you know. It says Verizon completes $4.5 billion takeover of Yahoo, right?
Yeah.
John Meyer steps down, and
this guy stepped down, and
it's,
you know,
woman.
Who really cares? You know, what I always get a kick at, though, they always say what the dollar value is, you know. And
yeah.
I want to know what's the share price value.
Yeah, right? That's fine, because it wasn't clear, and I thought you guys might have more information.
But, you know, it said Devil Usher and sales, it ends in the... Well, anyway, you know, yeah, it's whatever it is, it's $4.5 billion,
yeah.
You know. Yeah.
But, like I say, I just appreciate your information for you, and I appreciate what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks.
And, all right, and thank you very much, and you have a good day, and you take care of yourself now.
Right,
you
thank you.
All right, thank
take
you.
Care.
We'll try
thank
to
you
find
very much for giving
those.
Us a call. Phone number's to call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Give us a call. Go next to Howard and Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Okay.
Good morning.
Good. You were talking about Yahoo. I had to laugh. That lady that ruined the company got a nice golden parachute for leaving them, Marissa Meyer, whatever her name
nice
is.
It's nice the way that
I think she
works.
Walked away with a bundle of cash.
Jeez. How come we never get in those situations?
I don't know. But and Jeff Bezos, how come the FTC doesn't go after Amazon? It's like they're controlling the world now, and I can't get my stupid Rite Aid to... merge with Walgreens. I know it's a different issue, but it seems
yeah,
like
yeah, I know. I mean, yeah, I know what you mean there. Well, maybe I'm see Amazon. The next move may be into the drugstore business.
Who knows?
And maybe they'll come after Rite Aid.
Control the Washington Post, the fake news. We're not going to get political here.
Yeah,
so.
No. But hey, I mean, Rite Aid be a bargain at $2.90-something, right?
Really. I was going to ask, about a month ago, Victor called with, I think, a recommendation on a stock, Trivago. I've been watching it. It's been basing, but how do you tell when a stock's ready to break out?
Boy, I wish I knew that.
Is there some kind of technical signal?
No, you really can't. Yeah, I've seen people do different things. Like, you could look at the on-balance volume, you know, and basically all on-balance volume is measure the volume going into a stock on up days versus the volume on down days. And some technicians say if that line is rising, that means it's being accumulated. And then theoretically, you know, because it's being accumulated, it's getting ready to break out, you know. So when a stock is going sideways, if the on-balance volume's going up, it supposedly is, under accumulation, you know.
Right.
And if
well,
it's,
I noticed yeah, one day the tech stocks got hit. It got hit, too, but, you know, that's no indication. But
well,
I just,
you got to realize too. With it. I mean, I own it personally in my own account. You know, and I think it was a revenge situation. You know, I owned it a little after the IPO came out. It dropped down, and I held it. And geez, I think I owned it at like 10 or 11, maybe a little bit higher, whatever. And I waited, and I said, it looks like this isn't going to work out. You know, so what we did was. I got out of it, and then I see it doubled, you know, after that. And
do you mean a revenge? They were getting
Now I said, well, I missed it, you know, so it came back down to what, 18, whatever. And I said, I'll buy into it right now, you know, because supposedly, you know, they are a major domestic player in the travel business. And
right, you see their ads all over the place.
Yeah, and there's some businesses, they're not making a ton of money, but their business is growing rapidly. So I'll take a shot at it, you know, and see what happens, you know.
I was just wondering because, like I said, the last month I've just been watching. It's been basing. It really hasn't gone up or down.
Yeah, I guess the final point of all of what I lost track of what I was trying to say. No, it's just okay. I was trying to say it came up from 10 to 20. So so it's digesting. You know, it's consolidating, right?
Right.
And, so whether it's going to break out or not may depend a lot on the market in general, you know. The Nasdaq and you know the Nasdaq how the Nasdaq's operating, you know. So
right. I've been watching another one, Snap, and it's gone back to its IPO price.
Right. 17.
But I guess they're not making any money either, so.
Well, it's tough, you know. First of all, I have to get my personal opinions out of things, you know, cuz I always hated Facebook and it got down to 7, and it got down to 17. I wouldn't buy it cuz I just hate the idea of Facebook.
Right, okay? Right.
But look what happened to Facebook, and plus everybody said they weren't going to monetize, and they're rolling in dough right now.
Yeah, but that's a completely different animal.
Well, no, but I'm just saying you never can say
putting
never.
Putting a mustache on your mother's face.
Well, you can never say never. Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to bring up. I was going to make fun of Snapchat, say it's a fad, you know, the kids play around with it, that's fine. Even some adults play around with it, believe it or not, you know. But, the bottom line of all of it is, I saw somebody the other day, a guy who's a pretty well known, you know, stock picker and so forth and so on. And he said, I'd take a shot at Snap and just give it a little room. And if it comes down, you know, makes a new low, I'm out of it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Probably be 50 next week, so.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, he was saying, you know, buy it around the 17.5 area. And if it drops, you know, to a new low under 17, I'm out of it, you know.
Right.
And so that's one possibility. I mean, if I look at the on balance volume, you know, on a charting program, it's less than thrilling, you know. So I can't say that I see tremendous accumulation going on, really.
Right.
But I do see, for some reason, and I don't know if news came out on it. And plus, I think you got to watch out too, because their lockup period's going to end, you know. And you got to find out when that lockup period ends, because sometimes the people who aren't able to sell until the lockup period ends may dump their stock, you know.
Right. Well, same thing happened with Facebook. It went to the low or went below the initial price, and then, you know, they were able to figure it out.
But the only thing that was interesting, and I don't know why, on Friday you had a big jump on volume, you know, and the stock came off its low of the previous day, you know.
Right. I did see that.
Yeah. So who knows, you know, I mean, so if you say, hey, I take a shot, if I lose a little, okay, you know.
I had one other question. There's a closed-end fund, and I'm trying to get information on it. It's called, the symbol is CEF, Central Fund of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they invest, they have a lot in gold and silver reserves, but I really can't find out too much information as far as their distribution, what the tax, you know, being a Canadian company, it does trade on the New York Exchange, but I really can't get too much information on it.
Well, I mean, first of all, if you, you know, have a dividend or whatever from a Canadian company, you just claim that on your tax return and you get it back, all right? You know, any taxes they take.
But I can't even find out what their distribution rate is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I put in on FinViz, I put CEF and it comes up DEF, so I don't...
called Central Fund of Canada. It's a closed-end fund.
Central Fund of Canada, right. And, let me just take a quick look at it real quick if I can find it. You know. Something came up. There we go. Central Fund of Canada. There we go. We'll do CEF.
We're having trouble. While he's looking, I was not able to find in a quick search any terms of the Yahoo Verizon.
All right, so they say it is a tremendous distribution rate of 0.08%.
That doesn't sound tremendous.
I know, I'm just being facetious, but anyway. So, you know, in looking at it, the only thing you can say about it is it's trading at a discount to its net asset value, you know.
Uh-huh.
So the net asset value looks to be around, and I'm just looking at a chart, so I'm eyeballing it. So say the net asset value is about 13.5, and it's trading at about, what, 12.5, somewhere around there.
Right.
So it's at a discount. You know, it's one way of looking at it. I
wouldn't put a lot in. I just thought it was something, you know, maybe just to put a little in, and that way you do have, you know, it looks conservative. It doesn't move a lot. It's just something for a little.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if it's a small portion, you know, and you never know, you know, a lot of things can happen out there, and, you know, certainly all sorts of things are happening. And, you know, right. Tens, I noticed over the last few years, most times it trades at a discount. But every once in a while, it goes up and goes back to its net asset value, you know. So if it even did that, you know, you'd be all right, you know.
Right. And like I said, to find out more about its distribution, I don't know where you go to find out. Besides, you said that the yield is 8%. I can't really find.
Well, 0.08%. I went to CEF Connect, you know, which is
okay.
You know, which is a ETF. It's called ETFConnect.com. And they tell you about the fund basics, the distributions, the performance, the characteristics of the portfolio. You know, that's one place to start, you know.
Okay. All right, well, you guys have a good weekend, and thank you.
Yeah, you're quite welcome.
Thanks
again.
Take
care. Okay, phone lines are pretty wide open still. It's 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And if Tom will wait a minute, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I've been told by our producer that the phone lines are acting up. And if you'd like to give us a call right now and you can't get in on 803-1520, try 803-0321 or 803-0323 or 803-0324. Right now, we'll go to Tom. Good morning.
How are you guys?
Okay.
Good, Tom. Good morning.
Good. Listen, I'd like your opinion on Lam Research. The stock looks like it's breaking down. I think the symbol is LMRX.
LMRX? Okay.
No.
I think it's LRCX, but...
Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It's... Of course, my memory starts fading after...
That's it.
But there it is, yeah, LRCX. Yeah, I mean... Let's face it. I mean, the technology stocks have been under pressure. You know, this is not the only one that's been under pressure lately, you know. And it had a straight run-up from 99 to 166. So, yeah, I mean, technically, this is the first sell signal it gave at 148.
Close at 148.21.
Yeah, and the mantra... In the point and figure businesses, the first sell signal in a bull run is usually false, all right? So I wouldn't bet my life on that.
You know? Where would you buy this if you were looking to buy it?
Boy, I'll tell you. I mean, if I were, you know, just aggressive, you know, right now is fine, but I would stop it at 144.
That's a short stop for...
Well, that's what I mean. It all depends on different people. That's what I mean, yeah. You know. So, you know, where could it fall to if it breaks down? Could fall to 110, right? Looking at another chart, I mean, that's based on the point and figure chart, okay? And let me see. Where's the other one here? Okay. other one disappeared on me. Okay. Now let's take a look at this. I don't know where that went to. Oh, I know where it went to. Talking to myself, don't mind me. I do that a lot, but anyway. All right, so now let's look at it a different way, right? And we can say that, you know, the...
This is stimulating.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of falling asleep myself, to tell you the truth. But anyway. Okay. So now, looking at it, we've got a 50-day moving average, which is, let's see, at what level right now? 147. You know, you really don't like to see an institutional-type stock much under its 50-day, which is around 147, okay? But, you know, if you go back, your 200-day is 117. So if this thing does plunge, you know, 117 might be a place to buy it, you know. Or you could buy half here, and then if it plunges, you buy some more at 117.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah.
There's another stock, too, I was kind of looking at, RACE. I think that's Ferrari.
Boy, I've been mentioning that thing for months, you know, in the fact that you can't paint all auto stocks with a broad brush, you know.
Nice.
And I mean, RACE, which is Ferrari, you know, which has been unbelievable, okay. And since early 2016, you know, has come up from, what, $35, $36 a share? And now it's trading at, what, $86?
$88.03.
$88.03.
But they also, I don't think they make minivans or, or trucks. So, you know, they're a pretty niche market.
Yeah, I mean, the stock looks very, very strong, you know. And you're sitting there with a 50-day right now at 81, okay. And it has honored the 50-day all the way up, all the way up. Actually, it's ridden the 50-day, right? So I, you know, I if I were to buy some, you know, once again, you know, if I didn't mind paying the 88, and I've got the 50-day at what I say was at now, 80. Day, take a look at that. 81, yeah. So, and then I might look to buy more at 81 if it came down to 81, or if I just want to be patient and say, hey, maybe it'll get hit and come down to 81. But it looks very, very strong in here.
Well, do you think this market, these techs rebound, like Barron's was saying in this week's article?
You read it there, yeah, I read that.
I mean, to me, it's a...
Well, here's the catch.
A shaky market, especially in this... you know, the month of June, July, August.
Yeah, and, you know, the point was made, you know, once again, some tech stocks will continue to do well, you know, some of them people. But what's happening, and I think it was mentioned in the article, it makes sense, you know, a lot of the institutional people are overweighted in technology right now. And it's not that the technology stocks are trading at ridiculous prices, you know, which, and I think they pointed out in that article, what's the PE right now, 23, 25?
Yeah, I think it was 23.
Yeah, somewhere in that area, and they mentioned back in 2000, it was up to 70, you know. So it's certainly not in the bubble days. But when the institutions get overweighted and they want to reposition, it doesn't matter, you know, and they may reduce the weighting in the technology stocks, you know.
That's another question. Why do the institutions all act at the same time? I mean, to me, it's...
it's the herd instinct, you know. I mean, everybody tries to get into what's making money, you know, and they all crowd into. And you keep hearing the term, that's a crowded sector, right? And you'll notice different sectors all of a sudden get very hot and everybody crowds into them. That's just human psychology, you know.
Okay.
But you know, but I'd look at the individual stocks in the technology sector, not just say all technology. And you know, for example, you know, Amazon, you know, they go buy Whole Foods. What was it, up 30 points on Friday or something like that?
Yeah, I think it was 26.
Or 26 somewhere in that area. Yeah. So I'd look individually at each one and see what are good buy points for them. And I think some of them will continue to do very well, and some of them can be bought at good buy points. You know.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Okay.
Good show.
Thank you. Right. Appreciate the call very much. Thanks, Tom.
Have a good weekend. Okay.
Right now, well, we had a nice surge of phone calls, you know, and we're headed down into the last, 12 minutes or so of the show. So phone lines are wide open. Give us a call. I guess I'll give all the phone numbers because there are phone problems. 803-1520 is the main line. If you have a problem getting in on 803-1520, you can call 803-0321 or 803-0323 or 803-0324. And there is an 800 number, 800-879-7541. And it was interesting. I'm glad Tom brought up that article because it was something that I was going to bring up about the technologies and how they're not ridiculously priced, you know.
Right.
No question. But like I say, and also what I didn't mention, you know, you're coming down to the end of the quarter, and a lot of the institutions and the funds are repositioning themselves.
Sure.
You know, and they're making moves based on what
window
they think is going to happen, window dressing. So it gets very confusing as you come down to the end of the quarter as to what's really going on in the market. You know, so you got to be aware of that. You know, it'll be kind of interesting.
Complicated, you know, with the the economy is not strong. I mean, we got some weak economic figures last month, so there's no doubt about it. And the retailers, you know, it's interesting, some of them doing well, but a store like Macy's is pretty much, see you later. Yeah.
But it's interesting. Like it. It's interesting, too, when you think about it. The banks, technically, I would normally say, you know, the spread's been narrowing, you know. Short-term rates are going up. Long-term rates are coming down. And normally, that's not good for banks, right? But there's an article in Barron's saying it's a good time to buy banks.
Right.
They're going to do well. Their earnings are going to do well. Yeah.
They've been pretty volatile, too.
Yeah. But you know, look at Citigroup. It's been unbelievable to the upside. So do give us a call right now. I'm going to go to, someone in North Tonawanda. Tom in North Tonawanda, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
All the dreamers done talking?
The dreamers. Okay, let's get back to reality, right?
Yeah, that's what I say. Yeah.
Okay.
The gold man found something that pays 3% gold, right? And GE's paying 5.
Yeah, GE, we had sold off our GE because we finally gave up on it, you know. And because I remember always saying forever, if they don't get rid of ML, it's a dead stock, right?
Right.
And so they waited for us to sell it, and then they get rid of ML. I can't believe it, right?
I'll tell you one thing. Like I told you before, I don't do any of these readings. You know, follow these charts.
Uh-huh, yep.
But I got my little list here. I'll show you. Like I told you so many times, National Grid, Kimberly Clark, General Mills, Pepsi, National Fuel, Johnson & Johnson, Stryker, and Medtronic.
Nice collection.
Nothing else.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll pick up a little bit of garbage now and then. But
everybody has to have a little fun in their life, right?
FCAU, Chrysler.
Yeah, that's another good auto stock. Yeah, I was going to mention that when they brought up race, you know. Of course, the government's coming after them, so who knows?
But, you know, they make a lot of recreation vehicles.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the company's been doing well, and the stock was doing exceptionally well, you know.
And close at 1061.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's come up from, back in the early part of 2016, it was, $6 a share?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Well, the interesting thing about that FCAU, when I bought that FCAU, I got my monthly report from the stockbroker, and I had 10 shares of Ferrari.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
$30 a share.
Really?
Check it out just for a minute. Symbols race, R-A-C.
Yeah, we were just talking about that a minute ago. That one is...
I didn't have the radio on then.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean,
I thought there was another dreamer on.
That stock's been unbelievable, though. You know?
Yeah, now it's like 80.
Yeah, it's 88.
So, I'll go back to no reading.
And a lot of times, that's not a bad move because people, there's so much...
There's a lot of noise out there. A
lot of noise. I was going to use a different term, but didn't know if you can use it on the air. But anyway.
Probably can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, just nice talking to you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Nice talking to you. Thank you for calling. Have a good weekend. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Okay, phone numbers to call right now. Lines are, again, wide open. Main numbers, 803-1520. If you have a problem getting in, call 803-0321, 803-0323, 803-0324. Geez, I remembered that without looking.
Wow, that's real hard.
It's amazing. I didn't even take my memory pill this morning.
There you go.
I mean,
wow,
I'm just absolutely amazing. So
you can do that later today. Give you something to look forward to.
Well, as I always tell people,
as long as you didn't hide it.
At a certain stage in life, there's only small pleasures, and you have to take advantage of those small pleasures. Matter of fact, you know, as I mentioned to you, I was watching that AFI Lifetime Award for Diane Keaton, and I was telling you how great Woody Allen was. You know?
I think I forgot, but
yeah, I know you did. But anyway, so he mentioned how he'd always have talks with Diane Keaton about life and death. And she was always so worried about death, you know. And he would say, "You shouldn't really, you know." Let me tell you, he says, "Death is like a colonoscopy." He says, "You go in for your colonoscopy, they shoot you full of this stuff, and you just float around, and you're in bliss, and so forth and so on." He says. So unfortunately, he said, "Your life is like the day of the prep." And people, I said, "That's very well said." So there you go.
You've got to work on your delivery.
Yeah, I couldn't do it the way he does it. But anyway, it was funny when he did it.
He's very much a more positive person than you are.
That was very positive. Death is like a colonoscopy, and life is like the day of prep. truth. Anyway. So right now, do give us a call, because I don't want to tell any more jokes, because I'm not very good at it.
Oh, that was a joke?
You're supposed
to laugh?
You're supposed to laugh.
Okay. You're supposed to give directions with those. Anyway, my allergies are killing me. This has been a bad year. But Woody Allen's very funny. Unfortunately, you're not, but that was all right. What are you going to do?
Well, it was just spur of the moment, you know. I wasn't able to prepare myself properly.
That's
you know,
right. Woody, I love Woody moment. Allen movies.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Very funny.
So, and if anybody ever gets a chance, you know, and you can catch that American Film Institute Award for Diane Keaton, it's just hilarious. You know, usually it is. It's very entertaining.
You know, you can probably get it on demand.
Yeah,
one of those technical things with the television.
Exactly.
Yes.
So,
very good.
So, if you're bored, you know, and tired of listening to all the baloney out there politically about the market and all that other stuff.
Do you have any music reviews?
Not really.
You haven't been to any concerts?
Except today's music, almost said word there, stinks.
Well.
You know, totally stinks.
It's your age.
Yeah.
I happen to be a young, thinking person.
Well.
I like all kinds of music.
Yeah. Today's music.
I'm into reggae.
It's not music. It's garbage. Oh, but anyway. So I've got my opinions out there, but, you know, the market, you know, is still going to give you opportunities. There's still going to be areas that can continue to do well. I always point out the different sectors. Still, despite everything, the number one sector is semiconductors right now in the S&P sector category. The second sector is technology. And I think the third sector, believe it or not, and we've mentioned that every week, is home builders. And it's interesting, too. You know, the home building construction's been going down.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly they say that's because there's no lots available. You know, there's no land available, I guess, to keep
building.
Well,
it's not an easy process to convert vacant land to something that can be built upon. There's permits. There's all types of regulations that they have.
Well, there's that, too. You know. And,
no, but that's what takes so long. But there's just a huge demand. If you listen on our sister station to the real estate show, as I do coming in, I like listening in the morning. I mean, it's difficult to find homes to buy, for crying out loud, much less raw land.
And it was interesting that, you know, the home builders in third place, and a number of them broke out the new highs for the year last, you know, in the last week or so. And, you know, there's a whole group of them. So you know, if you notice one stock being very strong, you should say, okay, what sector's that in? And take a look at the sector and see in general other stocks in that sector.
There could be other hidden gems.
Yeah, and there's a good way, you know, to build a shopping list, you know. So, and as I mentioned before, you know, everybody, interest rates are going up. Utilities are in the fourth position for the year, fourth best of the S&P sectors, you know, up 11.4% for the year. Interest rates have been going down. That's what it tells me.
And, the other problem with
and there were a couple of people, believe it or not, in Barron's that say that the 10-year bond is going to take out the low of 1.37%.
Really?
Yeah, believe it or not. There's two people. I don't know who they were or how well respected. Of course, everybody's got their opinion, but the yield was down to what, 2.1 or something?
Yeah, it's like 2.14.
Yeah. So it's
got to 2.11 is what I saw.
Exactly.
But
everybody was saying, oh my God, they're going up to 3% and so forth, and didn't happen. So anyway, we're down to the last part of the show. As we always say, keep a little powder dry, and that gives you an opportunity, for coming up with stocks that you want to buy and that pull back, and in this kind of market with all the back and forth and all the noise, as David said, that's out there, it creates opportunities in different stocks. And you always like to have a little money on the side that you can have available, to take advantage of.
And we are in the summer, so historically trading volumes are down.
Yeah, it can be down, and
and you get volatile moves if something's happening.
Exactly, it's more so these days that things react, with a high amount of volatility, more so than I've seen in a long time.
With all the program trading.
Exactly. So we'll see, what happens next week. I don't know if there's any, there's economic reports that are coming out next week.
Yeah, I didn't look.
Yeah, I didn't look ahead to see, but I'm sure there'll be items out there that are affecting things. And as we know, all the political shenanigans going on right now. Just a few, to say the least, will be continuing to go on, and, might affect the market, might not. People have been shocked. The market's held up as well as it has with everything that's been going on. And also, as we always say, have a game plan, have some kind of approach to the market, whatever it is. It's even if it's like, the person who called and said, I think it was Tom, right, who said that, this is what I own. This is what I buy.
That's
my approach.
That's it. I don't listen to the noise.
I don't listen to that. This is what I do. I buy these good companies and forget everything else. Don't read about any of this stuff. And it works for him. So find out what works for you, and stick to it.
Everybody has their own method.
Try to be convincing. So until next week, take care.
Have a good week.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management, member of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, SIPC, MSRB. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.